Rebecca Naldo, volunteer reader for Sun Sounds of Arizona, reading for Are We There Yet? A quirky travel guide again, to the Southwest and beyond.
Just can't wait to get on the road again.
Northwest Wyoming is mountain country, where high peaks, some of which remain snow-capped year-round, tower above deep, glacier-carved valleys. In addition to the tallest, most spectacular peaks in the state, there is a diverse wildlife population that includes wolves, grizzly bears, Rocky Mountain bighorn sheep, and pronghorn antelope. Here you can hike through mountain meadows, challenge white water, explore Native American culture, and trace the history of westbound 19th century immigrants. From skiing to hiking, kayaking, and paragliding, name an outdoor activity, and you can probably do it here. You can hike or ride a horse along one of the backcountry trails near Grand Teton National Park, Dubois, or Lander, scale mountain peaks in the Wind River or Grand Teton's ranges, or fish or float the Snake River near Jackson. Come winter, take a sleigh ride through the National Elk Refuge, snowmobile on hundreds of miles of trails, cross-country ski throughout the region, or hit the slopes at Snow King Mountain, Grand Teragee, or Jackson Hole Mountain Resort, one of the greatest skiing destinations in the country. Wildlife watching in northwest Wyoming ranks among the best in the country. Look for bighorn sheep at Whiskey Mountain near Dubois, bison, elk, pronghorn, and even wolves in Jackson Hole, and moose near Pinedale or north of Dubois. One of the best ways to admire the landscape, mountain flowers, alpine lakes, and wildlife ranging from fat little pikas to grizzly bears, is to pursue an outdoor activity. There's more to northwest Wyoming than the great outdoors. A handful of museums, well worth a few hours of your trip, offer a window on the history of the American West. The Jackson Hole Museum concentrates on the early settlement of Jackson Hole, and the Museum of the Mountain Man in Pinedale takes an informative look at the trapper heritage. This small Wyoming town is known for its national parks, luxury hotels, and famous cowboy bar. Here's what to see, do, eat, and where to stay in Wyoming's most famous town. By Lydia Manzel, published September 3, 2023. Home to Grand Teton National Park, world-class ski slopes, and the million-dollar cowboy bar, Jackson Hole, Wyoming is a destination unlike any other. While it has a strong association with Western wear, antler decor, and the occasional piece of taxidermy, it also comes with an unrivaled level of authenticity that appeals to outdoor enthusiasts of all levels. Victoria Gonzalez, lead pathfinder at the Cloudville, describes the region as the intersection of wilderness and the resilient American spirit. Somewhere travelers can go to experience a flourishing cultural arts center with celebrated restaurants, a playground for year-round recreational opportunities, and natural wonder. Jackson Hole refers to a valley made up of four smaller towns, the largest one being Jackson, encircled by the Gros Ventre and Teton Mountain ranges. Given the area's natural resources and location amid the untouched wilderness, travelers should shoulder a certain level of responsibility when visiting. Taylor Phillips, founder of Jackson Hole Eco Tour Adventures, recommends following a few key guidelines. Don't disturb wildlife, and keep at a minimum of 25 yards from all wildlife and 100 yards from bears and wolves. Most importantly, don't cause the wildlife to change their behavior. Whether you're interested in wildlife safaris, hiking trails, or ski resorts, or you simply want to breathe in its fresh air and enjoy the mountain views, here's our guide to all things Jackson Hole, Wyoming. Best hotels and resorts. Four Seasons Resort and Residences, Jackson Hole. Tucked away at the base of Jackson Hole Mountain Resort, the Four Seasons Resort and Residences Jackson Hole welcomes guests to a peaceful mountain lodge equipped with every amenity and convenience, including ski-in, ski-out accommodations. Outside of ski season, the team behind the 155-room resort ensures travelers take advantage of both Teton Village as well as Greater Jackson Hole. Ask the concierge to arrange a personalized itinerary that incorporates all of your interests. From fly fishing on the Snake River to moose spotting in Grand Teton National Park, all while making sure you can enjoy some downtime on the property. The resort's spa and heated pools are a welcome treat when shaking off any remaining jet lag or sensitivity to the altitude. Caldera House. If you want a feeling of having your own space but still want the conveniences of a luxury hotel, book one of the 2 or 4 bedroom suites at Caldera House. The Teton Village Hotel is situated next to the Jackson Hole Mountain Tram, a skier's dream, but it's designed to provide guests with privacy and a stress-free vacation. Valet parking, Peloton bikes, a cedar dry sauna, a heated outdoor infinity plunge, and the mudroom, where you can rent or buy outdoor gear, can be used at leisure, and the knowledgeable concierge team is at the ready to book trail rides, wildlife safaris, private helicopter tours, guided hikes, and more. The Cloudvale Autograph Collection. Located right on Town Square, the Cloudvale is conducive to exploring all of the restaurants, shops, and activities in downtown Jackson, while simultaneously serving as the ultimate jumping-off point to the rest of the valley. Opened in May 2021, the 200-room property has a feeling of novelty paired with an unequivocal sense of place. The custom wood and leather furnishings, outdoor pool and hot tub, Peloton bikes, and chic rooftop terrace provide an elevated level of comfort, and the hotel's dedicated pathfinders advise on all things Jackson Hole, including cross-country ski fittings with black tie ski rentals, and the best hiking trails for beginners. As far as dining options, the on-site restaurant, The Bistro, has European-inspired breakfast, lunch, and dinner offerings, alongside an in-room dining menu. The Wart Hotel. History is at the heart of the Wart Hotel, which first opened its doors in 1941. A staple in downtown Jackson, the 55-room property encompasses the idea of timeless hospitality. Upon entering the lobby, you're greeted by a grand staircase, roaring fireplaces, and an assortment of Western art and photographs. The rooms are spacious and appropriately outfitted with Keurig coffee makers, cozy robes, and Western charm. Along with giving guests the ultimate welcome to Jackson Hole, the Wart Hotel is also home to Silver Dollar Bar and Grill, where live music and swing dancing are weekly occurrences. Hotel Terra. Claiming the title of Wyoming's first LEED Silver Certified Hotel, Hotel Terra leads the Environment First charge with its variety of sustainability initiatives. Behind the scenes, the property uses wind, solar, and hydro energy sources to help power the hotel. Guests will notice the refillable aluminum water bottles and organic toiletries provided in the rooms and suites, as well as the energy-efficient heating and cooling systems. The Teton Village location grants overnight guests easy access to Jackson Hole Mountain Resort, and the hotel also has a rooftop spa and infinity pool, perfect for relaxing after a day of hiking or e-biking. If you're in the mood for Italian, make a reservation at the on-property restaurant Il Villaggio Osteria, known for its house-made pizza and pastas. The best things to do in Jackson Hole. Grand Teton National Park. Grand Teton National Park and Jackson Hole are home to the full spectrum of wildlife that existed pre-settlement. This region is the best place in the lower 48 to observe wild wolves, bears, and moose, to name a few of the iconic species that call this area home, says Phillips. Pro tip, you're more likely to see wildlife or experience lesser-known spots if you go with a guide. Both Jackson Hole Eco Tour Adventures and Jackson Hole Wildlife Safaris offer tours year-round. If you plan on driving yourself, though, add Schwabacher Landing, Snake River Overlook, Mormon Row, and Jenny Lake to your itinerary, the latter of which Gonzalez calls the centerpiece of the park. There are many options for guests to explore Jenny Lake, as several popular trails leave from the lake. Hikers can loop the lake, visit Hidden Falls and Inspiration Point, Or relax and take a boat ride, hang by the shore, or stop by the visitor center, she adds. Jackson Hole Mountain Resort. Think of Jackson Hole Mountain Resort as your base camp for all things adventure, whether you're skiing during the winter, hiking in the summer, or challenging yourself on the ropes course. A highlight of the resort, although only open from June to early October, is Via Ferrata, which translates to Iron Way, a series of routes made up of cables secured to rock. The Via Ferrata is an intense workout, complete with remarkable views of the valley below. For something a little less strenuous, consider the resort's famous cherry red aerial tram. Head to the top of Rendezvous Mountain in Teton Village via the aerial tram, taking a hike at 10,000 feet to look for fossils in Cody Bowl with breathtaking views is an experience you won't forget, says Phillips. Jackson Hole Rodeo. No trip is complete without experiencing the Jackson Hole Rodeo, says Gonzalez. From Memorial Day weekend through Labor Day, the rodeo welcomes ropers, barrel racers, and bronco riders to showcase their western skills, she explains. You can purchase tickets online, highly recommended, as some dates tend to sell out, and be sure to read up on what you can and can't bring with you to the historic downtown Jackson event. Astoria Hot Springs. The beauty of Jackson Hole lies in the great outdoors and its variety of heart-pumping activities, but relaxation is equally important. Astoria Hot Springs, located 20 minutes south of downtown Jackson, is where you can slow down and allow your body to recover. Made up of 5 soaking pools filled with natural thermal waters, all controlled to different temperatures. The hot springs are open all year round. Make sure to bring sandals, a towel, although there are towels available to rent, and a bathing suit, and book your tickets ahead of time. National Museum of Wildlife Art. Across the road from the National Elk Refuge sits the National Museum of Wildlife Art, a museum dedicated to showcasing the beauty of the outdoors. Over 550 artists, including Georgia O'Keeffe, Andy Warhol, and John James Audubon, are represented in the collection that boasts more than 5,000 items. The NMWA is open year-round, although there are often rotating exhibitions alongside the permanent collection. Best shopping. Beaver Creek Hats and Leather. You could spend an entire day browsing the art galleries, outdoor gear stores, and souvenir shops in Town Square, but there's a good chance you're looking to buy, or at least try on, a cowboy hat. Beaver Creek Hats and Leather is a family-owned and operated store with a seemingly endless number of hats made in every style and variety of price points. Lee's Tees. Don't leave Jackson Hole without one or two pieces of location-specific merch. Whether it's a t-shirt, bumper sticker, or baseball hat, it's hard to miss Lee's Tees, a 5,000-square-foot store in Town Square that sells all things Jackson Hole-related. If you forgot to pack an extra layer, even summer mornings and evenings are chilly, you can snag a sweatshirt or fleece at this Jackson icon, which was founded in 1978. Mountain Dandy. You'll find furniture, art, hardware, and other home goods for sale at Mountain Dandy, a quaint boutique on West Pearl Avenue. Its collection of handmade and vintage items are self-described as having a masculine aesthetic, and you're almost guaranteed to spot something special to take home, whether it's for yourself or for a loved one. Best restaurants, Vin 22. It wouldn't be a proper trip to Jackson Hole without picking up a cream and sugar ice cream sandwich and a bottle of bubbly to go from Vin 22. Also a great spot for Spanish tapas and exciting wines by the glass, says Gonzalez. Cozy up at the bar for house-made mozzarella, meatballs, and a bottle of medium-bodied Italian red wine. The Kitchen. The contemporary, flavorful offerings at The Kitchen, think seafood crudo, an Asian cabbage salad, and mushroom ramen, are a much-needed break from the heavier red meat dishes you'll find throughout Jackson and the Teton Village. When weather permits, you can enjoy your meal on the expansive outdoor deck, cocktail in hand. Corsa. Bold Italian fare, in a beautiful new chalet-inspired setting, is how Corsa sets itself apart from the rest of Teton Village's culinary concepts. While it's the signature restaurant of Caldera House, lunch and dinner reservations are open to non-guests from Wednesday through Sunday. Start with one of the inventive yet equally comforting appetizers before moving on to fungi pizza or squid ink linguine. Corbet's Cabin. Corbet's Cabin may fall under the best restaurants category, but it's in a league all of its own. Known for its top-of-the-world waffles, Corbet's sits atop Rendezvous Peak, 10,450 feet above sea level. Take the aerial tram up to the outpost, open from May to October, and again during ski season, for a peanut butter and bacon waffle, or any of the other sweet and savory combinations. Million Dollar Cowboy Steakhouse. Come hungry to the Million Dollar Cowboy Steakhouse, where choice cuts of meat, hearty entrees, and a delightful assortment of appetizers and sides populate the dinner menu. The culinary feats are just part of the overall experience, though. The restaurant's walls provide a visual narrative of the history of the upstairs Million Dollar Cowboy Bar, and dining at the steakhouse also ensures free entry. Just make sure you ask for a stamp. Nightlife. Million Dollar Cowboy Bar. The Million Dollar Cowboy Bar is a Jackson staple, with its roots dating back to 1937. Depending on the night, there's usually live music and swing dancing. Free lessons are offered every Thursday during the summer and winter. On the docket. Pool tables, saddle seats at the bar, and a variety of only-in-Jackson decor make it the place to be on a night out in Jackson. Be sure to follow the bar on Instagram for the most up-to-date news on shows, hours, and other exciting announcements. The best time to visit Jackson Hole. Jackson Hole has two peak tourist seasons, winter and summer. From late November through early April, both downtown Jackson and Teton Village are hubs for skiers, snowboarders, and anyone looking to take advantage of the area's annual snowfall. Summer, on the other hand, sees more visitors than the colder months, as it's a popular time to visit both Grand Teton National Park and Yellowstone. If you're not interested in winter sports and you want to avoid crowds, try the shoulder seasons. The best time to visit Jackson Hole is mid-May to mid-June, or mid-September to mid-October, says Phillips. Jackson Hole is less crowded in the spring, and wildlife viewing is at its best, with newborn calves and fawns at their mother's sides. And the Teton Mountains are still blanketed with snow, he says. Early autumn, before snow poses a threat, is also perfect for travelers interested in seeing wildlife. Crowds are thin. Elk viewing with the rut in full spring is not to miss. Bears are gorging on berries, and fall foliage is at its peak for the photographer, he says. How to get there? Jackson Hole Airport, JAC, is the only commercial airport in the United States located within a national park, but it's still just a quick 15-minute drive from downtown Jackson. The airport, which is served year-round by Delta, Alaska Airlines, American Airlines, and United Airlines, underwent an extensive renovation in 2022. While it may be on the smaller side, only 11 gates, it's still one of the most picturesque airports to fly in and out of. Don't miss its own set of decidedly Jackson antler arches, incredible views of the Teton Range, and mimosas upon arrival. How to get around. If you want to explore Grand Teton National Park and Greater Jackson Hole, you'll need to rent a car. Uber and Lyft are available, although sparingly, and there's also the option to schedule a ride with a private cab company, like VIP Car Service. Public transportation options include Start Bus, which is an affordable way to get from Jackson to Teton Village and vice versa. In the warmer months, you could use the Start Bike Rideshare to traverse Jackson and Teton County's bike and pedestrian pathway network. Jackson Hole's off-season is the mountain town's best-kept secret. Book a trip in the fall for fewer crowds, cheaper prices, and amazing wildlife sightings by Lydia Manziel, published on October 9, 2023. Typically, the term off-season is synonymous with the destination's lack of activity, closed businesses, and less than ideal weather. Take St. Bart, for example. Many properties on the Caribbean island shut down the entire month of September for seasonal maintenance, and travelers have to consider the ever-present possibility of a hurricane. There are other places, though, where off-season months are secretly the best time to visit. Jackson Hole, Wyoming, certainly falls into this category. The autumn is usually overshadowed by the region's high seasons, summer and winter, but it's ideal for wildlife spotting, outdoor adventures, lower prices, and fewer crowds. Trails, rivers, and roads are all less busy that time of year compared to our peak summer tourist months of July and August, says Mike Ream, owner and guide of Grand Fishing Adventures. Less busy doesn't mean dull, though. The combination of weather and the variety of great activities such as fly fishing, hiking, and mountain biking, all of which are best in September and October, make the fall a favorite season, Ream explains. Wildlife is also on the move this time of year. Generally, visitors are shocked at how active and alive the valley can seem as animals prepare for the long winter ahead, says Taryn Shackleton, chef concierge at the Four Seasons Jackson Hole Resort and Residences. And if you time your visit for early to mid-October, you'll get to experience the area's leaf-peeping season. The leaves on the aspen trees turn a bright yellow, gold, and then sometimes a deep red. Ready to plan your western getaway? Keep reading to discover the magic of Jackson Hole in the fall. The crowds you'll experience in the summertime disappear come fall. According to Jackson Hole Airport's monthly activity reports, a total of 22,539 passengers landed in JAC in October 2022. That number is significantly higher in peak tourism season. There were 60,029 and 46,390 deplane passengers in August 2022 and February 2023, respectively. With fewer fellow tourists, travelers have an easier time with dinner reservations, parking, and accessing the area's top attractions. This lower demand influences lodging prices as well. Most Jackson Hole hotels and rentals have lower rates after Labor Day and before the start of ski season. A king room at Hotel Terra in Teton Village, for example, runs around $485 a night in August. In October, the rate decreases to $246. Jackson Hole fall weather is relatively comfortable, but it varies, so pack layers and keep your plans flexible. Temperatures can drop into the 30s overnight and rise into the 80s during the day. As fall progresses, those temperatures decrease. Early November can feel like summer one day and winter the next, so bring appropriate clothing and be ready to layer up in morning and layer down during the day, says Ream. Precipitation is also possible throughout this time period, so plan for a variety of conditions during your outdoor activities, adds Shackleton. Best things to do in the fall. Wildlife safaris. Wildlife viewing is a paramount experience during the fall, says Shackleton, and you have the chance of seeing moose, grizzly bears, and even wolves. This is prime time for elk spotting, too. Rutting season in Jackson Hole occurs during September and October and is signaled by the bugle of the elk herd throughout our wild spaces, she says. The odds of seeing wildlife will also increase if you go with an experienced guide. Jackson Hole EcoTour Wildlife Adventure offers tours of both Grand Teton National Park and Yellowstone, and guests of the Four Seasons can choose to embark on the American Serengeti Experience, which Shackleton describes as a once-in-a-lifetime way to see the fall colors from a private jet as you navigate your way to northern Yellowstone, watching herds of elk and moose migrate below. Fly fishing. Floating the Snake River under the Tetons and through the valley of Jackson Hole is one of the most majestic floats in the United States, says Ream. He also notes that the river is home to the Snake River cutthroat trout, a true native species only found in this part of the country. Fall is known to be the best time of year for fishing these beautiful trout, as the bigger trout have returned to the larger river after spending the early part of the season in smaller tributaries following their spring spawning season, he explains. Spa and relaxation. In the summer, downtime is almost non-existent between swimming in Jenny Lake, horseback riding, eating waffles at Corbet's Cabin, and cheering on the cowboys and cowgirls at the Jackson Hole Rodeo. There's hardly a moment to rest. The fall, however, is perfect for soaking in Astoria hot springs or indulging in a restorative massage. Teton Mountain Lodge and Spa, and the spa at Four Seasons Resort Jackson Hole, both have curated treatment menus that can keep rest and rejuvenation at the top of your mind. Where to stay in the fall? The Four Seasons Jackson Hole Resort and Residences sits amid the bright yellow aspen trees, and its location in Teton Village allows for easy access to Jackson Hole Mountain Resorts, hiking trails, and e-bike rentals. In downtown Jackson, Mountain Modern has a variety of room levels, from bunk rooms to two-bedroom suites, at a fraction of the cost you'll experience in peak season. The Virginian Lodge is another option if you want to be close, but not quite in the center of Jackson. After a renovation in 2021, the retro-inspired lodge reopened in early 2022 with an all-season pool, hot tubs, and cozy fire pits. This is Rebecca Naldo, volunteer reader for Sun Sounds of Arizona, reading for Are We There Yet?, quirky travel guide to the Southwest and beyond.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again.